all K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. Hey, it's your host Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, and I've been dragged into the K-pop abyss by my three friends here.
Oh, yes. That is me, Dominique.
Me, Melissa.
And Jamie.
And, thanks, guys. One quick thing. 25 episodes. We've done this for about 25 plus episodes, Dominic, and you couldn't remember how the intro went?
Look, it doesn't work if it's not you saying it. That intro doesn't work with anyone else but you.
To be fair, we all kind of went, no, we're fine.
I think none of you could have said
something about it.
I think I literally said, we'll just have them splice it in.
My intro, thank you.
Dom did wonderful with Daniel out for technical difficulties.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But now Daniel's back.
Yeah, it was nice.
CenturyLink of all things. They're not that great.
Okay. Well,
they gave me gigabit internet anyway.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so sorry about the impromptu vacation on my end. And honestly, I feel like I kind of need it. I'm back here in the abyss. It was a nice break while it lasted, but here I am again. What are we talking about this week?
The cave was a good break for you, no? The cave? Do you remember the cave? Mm.
it was a nice break into the flaming bats.
Yep.
Now you're just back in this dark abyss. And Dom, what are we talking about today?
All right. So let me just take that from here. So today we're actually going to be talking about K-pop intros. And what I mean by this is quite the simple thing. Basically, when a K-pop group all gets together and before they start an interview or whatever, a talking segment, they basically kind of do this short like sound bite to introduce themselves and their group name.
How short?
It varies.
Like a sentence?
Group. Yeah. Typically, it's like about a sentence long.
Like some are shorter than others.
Like just very general idea of hi, we are so and so group.
With a twist.
That's the thing. It's always kind of skewed to their group.
So like the real basic
their group, even though they're new.
Yeah. So a really basic thing is usually like they'll be like, part of this podcast, I will be speaking in Korean, so you get the full effect of the introduction. And then I'll essentially translate it if it needs translating. Because some of these are in English. But essentially, the really short ones are like, 안녕하세요, 저희들은, I don't know, like, 트와이스입니다. So, like, that'd be the shortened version of these things. Some people just go with that. Like, some groups just go straight with that.
You translate that.
It's like, hello, we are Twice.
Thank you.
I think
not everyone watches so much Korean media like us. Daniel.
Yeah, I was hoping for subtitles.
This is
how to do an audio podcast.
So essentially it's like that, but K-pop groups have put a big spin on this now. So they all have like this short thing to kind of stab their name into your brain and make you remember them.
That's good marketing.
That's also a very aggressive way to put that.
It's very aggressive marketing.
Okay, I had no idea that these intros were so important for a K-pop group's career.
Sometimes they leave a real lingering effect, and sometimes it really makes you remember their name.
It's like word association, man.
Yeah. So I'll be actually going through like not a huge list, but like essentially I'll just be going through the list of all of these things, do it really quick, translate it, and then you three can just go ahead and talk.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So we'll start off with probably the most iconic K-pop group out there right now with BTS. So they are Bangtan. 안녕하세요, 방탄소년단입니다. And I'm only doing this for this one where I add the later half where it says we are BTS, essentially. I'm only going to be really saying their actual slogan from this point on. I only did it here so you get an idea of what would come after their slogan, essentially.
Got it.
And essentially, BTS, their name is a shortened acronym of 방탄소년단, or Bulletproof Boy Scouts. So when they say 방탄, they're saying bulletproof, hello, we are BTS. Or hello, we are Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Huh.
They have changed the meaning behind BTS, but for now, that was the original intent of that slogan.
Okay.
Do they? I wonder, do they still like actually say that when they actually do interviews and stuff?
I believe so. I could be completely wrong. I don't actively follow BTS.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be at least one or two accounts that will correct us if we are.
If they even get around to listening to us.
Oh, come on.
Hey, like, I'll be the first to admit, we're not exactly
she's the glass half empty kind of person.
Yeah.
We're old.
I'm gonna bite my tongue here.
There's that, but you have an idea now of what it's going to sound like, essentially, right?
Oh, yeah.
They do it much more vigorously than us, but since we are audio-based, I don't want to blow out anyone's eardrums because they kind of shout it, almost.
There's a lot of groups that will shout theirs, to be fair.
Monsta X does the whole thing.
They physically, stomp their feet.
They're specifically a grunt, a stomp, and then they go like whoo. And then something, We Are Monsta X.
Basically, it's just We Are Monsta X, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So from there, we'll get into the swing of everything. So first on the list, we'll have probably one of the most iconic second generation groups, Super Junior. And theirs is very simple. It's just, so they're the very much more simplified ones. They're like, what was it? Shoot, I have to get there. It's 우리는, and then they all throw out their hands and say Super Junior입니다. And then it's just We Are Super Junior.
Wow, that is very simple.
Yeah, they're probably one of the most simple ones out there.
I feel like that's one that Daniel would have to go and actually look up on his own. Just because hearing it is one thing. Seeing them do it is a completely other thing.
So when this episode goes up, I'll actually be posting a link to the YouTube video I used for some of these, and I will be putting out timestamps for them.
Here's what I'm gonna do. Actually, I am gonna literally splice them in.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just go ahead and send you it with all the timestamps. Won't have it in the video I used, but most of them do have one, and I have them all marked down.
You guys are gonna have to edit this portion out.
I will.
Yeah. Okay. So just a very simple one, and then we're gonna start getting into the more interesting fellas.
Interesting is another way to put some of these.
So we have next is Girls' Day, and that is Everyday's Girls' Day. yeah, that's it.
Not gonna lie, the first thing you started saying every day, and the first thing that came to mind was Everyday's Great at Your Tunas.
We are not doing our anime podcast right now.
I know, but that was the first thing that came to mind. I apologize to Girls' Day, but it fits for their name. I'm fine with this. It's fine, guys.
Yeah, no, that's, I can't argue with that there. That's gets the message across in one sentence.
It does get repetitive though if you do translate it, because it's every day Girls' Day, and then they go We Are Girls' Day. Okay, so that's that. The next one is a K-pop group called Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And then their slogan is, I'm your boyfriend.
Horrifying. Horrifying. No offense to fans of Boyfriend, but horrifying.
Yeah, some of the slogans sometimes are questionable.
And do they say that in English or do they say that in Korean?
No, in English. That's in English.
So
unless I specifically state, unless I you hear me speaking Korean, these slogans are in English.
Are you trying it?
No, I'm not trying it. I was just
you
like,
should
I'm,
try it.
No.
We should bully him into this.
No. Let's keep on going.
Okay. Next is probably one of the most unique intros I've heard. And that it will be 100%. And then it's going to be 충전 완료 100%입니다. And then it's just fully charged, we are 100%.
Like a cell phone. Get it?
I don't think he's staying silent because he doesn't get it.
Get it?
I don't get it.
I feel like this is a moment where Daniel's just like sitting at his desk, hunched forward, like gripping his head going, why did I agree to this?
Okay, you need to get that camera out of my room right now.
I'm just poking him in the sore spot. Yep.
Okay,
so
it's fitting, but it hurts.
It's very cringy, yes.
Like, how many more of these do we got to go through?
Do you have any thoughts on that one, Daniel?
I've been very prepared.
Is this punishment for missing a week?
Yes.
This is like 2 weeks in the making, to be fair.
Okay, so the next one is Beast, before they became Highlight.
Oh my god.
And they were so Beast. That's it. Just so Beast.
They're so Beast.
So Beast. What about it?
So Beast, what do you think about them?
Yeah, tell me. How's Belle? Sorry.
Actually, their fandom, I believe, was called Beauty.
It is.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It is. It's the worst.
So it was on purpose. Got it.
Okay. And then so we have the next group, Shiny, who is actually making their repackage comeback soon.
Yep.
Or will already have done so by the time this episode comes out.
No regrets
at all.
It'll
come out by the time.
And then so they were 안녕하세요, 빛나는 샤이니입니다. And it's like, hello, we are the sparkling shiny.
And then it went into their individual intros sometimes.
Sparkling and shiny.
So the funny thing is, and I'm just going to throw this out just because, like, we literally watched this last week. Shiny did an online concert. And after they did like 5 songs just for the start of this concert, and they went to go introduce themselves. And I think they go, okay, let's introduce ourselves. And they all just kind of stopped. And we are just like kind of watching before they finally say, hi, we're Shiny. And it's just like, I think they forgot they needed to actually introduce themselves.
Comes with dancing 5 heavy, very active songs.
As a side note, we now have a scale between, on the scale of Super Junior to Shiny, how aggressive is your concert?
you've definitely given me like the baseline, and now we're seeing how wild these things can get.
Don't worry, it's gonna get better. So, because our next group is Block B. Block B was, do you want to be Block B?
They used to sing it sometimes.
Do
in a
you
way, I'm
want
not
to
surprised
be
about that.
Block B.
It's in some of their songs.
The full thing translated would be, do you want to be Block B? Hello, we are Block B.
How many times do you need to say your name in your intro?
You gotta say Blockbuster sometimes, too.
Yeah.
I see.
And then you have the groups where we go back to that old podcast episode where we were talking about K-pop acronyms, right? With their group names.
Uh-oh.
They utilize that in their intros. So we have 2 examples here of Born to Beat. Hello, we are B2B. And then you have Crystal Clear. Hello, we are CLC.
What were they beating?
Thoughts?
Wait, is that the only thing that you've been thinking about this entire time?
Finish your damn sentence, born to beat. What? What are you going to beat?
Music.
Music, man.
Because they're idols and they sing.
They are technically kind of back.
What? Yeah, but I just don't get what they're trying to beat here, is it?
Right now they're trying.
Let's not go there. You're going to get attacked by the fangirls again.
They're trying to beat a bunch of other boy bands in a show right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. They're trying to win.
See, now it makes sense.
They're trying now to win all, Kingdom.
Now it's all crystal clear.
God.
Oh my God.
I'm running off of like tiredness here, guys. So forgive me if I'm getting a little.
You
lazy.
Think you're tired?
Whoa!
This is not a dick waving contest between two tired people. God, okay, moving on. Because we go into newest. Oh, this is a
the
whole
newest what?
That's the group. They're called newest.
How new are they?
Do you remember that weird spelling group that I mentioned before? It was like N-U apostrophe then N-E-S-T.
Oh.
Yeah, that group. Yeah.
Also not very new.
They've been around since like 2013.
They've been around since EXO and BTS. Yes. Okay, moving on. So their intro is Showtime Newest Time Urban Electro Band. And then, you know, we are newest.
And yes, they actually say that.
They say that entire thing. Their one English speaker right after Showtime Newest Time says Urban Electro Band.
How do you
Urban
feel?
Urban Electro Band.
Yeah.
Urban Electro now band. I know what they bring to the table.
They're an idol group, though. They're not even close to a band.
Then I've been lied to.
Yes. Okay, and then let's skip around here a little and then go to Vix here.
Oh, no.
So Vix is real V, V-I-X-X, we are Vix.
Well, it's not how to spell their name.
Yeah, it's like bananas all over again.
This is
great,
bananas.
Now it's stuck in my head. Let's not.
We can't sing that. Legally, we cannot sing that.
I'll just cut that.
And then you have Melissa's Trash, which is
which one?
8 teams. And then that is 8 makes 1 team. No relation to their name like anyone of the other people in front of them had, but 8 makes 1 team. And
it's
so
fine. It's fine. I like them. Please just be kind to them. They're very cute.
Why do they not just say their name?
Wait, I missed that. Which group is this one?
ATs. They say eight is one team. Hello, we are ATs.
Are there ATs?
They have an entire foot movement and everything for it.
Like, yeah. Again, I am cutting out the we are or hello, we are this person at the end. So and literally
is
just
there eight of them?
Yes.
Yeah, there's 8 of them.
Okay, that's accurate at least. Cool.
Well, technically right now there's only 7, but that's besides the point.
It's because one of them's on hiatus. That doesn't count. Stop trying to make things complicated. Get out of here.
No.
Anyway.
Leave my group alone.
Okay. And then you have Mamamoo. They probably have one of the most intricate ones because they actually harmonize when they do theirs.
Ooh, I have to hear this sound, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But they basically
we're actually not going to.
I say mama, mama, moo, and then that's all in harmony with the four of them together. Quite impressive to actually listen to. And then you have My Teen. Boy, do they have an unfortunate slogan, especially when they get older.
Oh, no.
It's called, their slogan is, make your teenager.
How old are these guys?
I don't know. I did not check how old they were.
Let me check.
Okay, while she checks, let's keep crunching. And then you have Twice. And theirs is 1 in a million.
And I still don't understand that.
Neither do I. No, I'm doing the math here and it doesn't make sense.
It's because they went through a survival competition. And then, like, somehow that slogan came about from that.
And was there a million other contestants?
I'm not into Twice. I couldn't tell you the actual reason of why that is, but their fandom name is called Once. Or Twice.
Oh, okay. And I remember their slogan name is
One in a Million. They have a theme. At least they have a theme.
Numbers. Got it.
Numbers that don't correlate.
Yeah. ITZY, Twice's little sister group, their slogan is All in Us.
That's not great.
Just really quick, going back to the My Teen.
Yes.
Technically, one of them would have been a teen when they debuted. One of them was born in 2001. That was their youngest. The oldest one is 1996. They debuted in 2017.
So they're all in, like, their mid-20s, and the youngest is, like, 20 at the very latest right now. Yep. Got it.
Yeah. Logan, yeah. I mean, they disbanded, unfortunately, back in 2019.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, because it's only about making your teenagers. Got it.
We apologize to any My Teen fans out there. Anyway. back to another one. You have Daya with Do It Amazing.
I was wondering if you would put that on there. When you brought up the acronym ones, the first thing I thought of was Do It Amazing. And they do like this hand movement and everything.
That's actually not bad, actually. I like that.
He would. Okay, I only have two left from there. And I will save probably the most iconic one for last. But you have Dreamcatchers. Theirs was interesting because they basically just put their hand up to their mouth and then make a kissing noise.
Huh.
And then go, Dekunko. And that's just Dream of Me.
That's really good. That fits the theme.
Yeah. Their entire, like, theme, or, like, between their intro, their fandom, everything fits for them.
Yeah, because their fandom's called Insomnia.
That is some good-ass brand management.
They're very, very concept-heavy as a group.
It's great.
The last one is probably the most iconic one we know of with Girls' Generations. Because everyone knows this one.
I mean, I don't.
Okay, so basically it goes, 지금은 소녀시대 앞으로도 소녀시대, 영원히 소녀시대. And that means now is Girls' Generation. From now on, Girls' Generation, and then forever, Girls' Generation.
Damn, that is epic as hell.
Yeah, it's probably also one of the longest slogans, if not the longest. Don't take that as fact. Because I don't know all the groups out there, so there could be someone potentially longer. But that's the one I know of as the longest.
Again, I love the, like, just the confidence in it.
I mean, at this point, they don't really have much to prove to anybody.
No, they don't. You're right. Yeah. I've ever since that episode, like, I've always thought that was, like, the top tier in my head, so.
Yes.
I think in general too, as a K-pop group also, like, get, like, the older they are, they don't really have a need to actually do these intros because you see them, you just know who they are.
Yeah, I imagine.
That depends on the group.
Cuz like Super Junior still does theirs.
Yeah, but theirs is so simple and lazy. It's literally
it's definitely gotten lazier as they've gone.
Yeah. They used to, like, thrust their arm out, like, with, like, full force and then, like,
Was before they had to go to military.
Like, they were throwing out a Kamehameha or something with one hand and then it's just, like, a half-hearted effort to raise their hand in the correct direction now.
I mean, we saw them during concert. It's fine.
yeah. So that's K-pop slogans. What do you think, Daniel? Does it help you remember some of these groups?
No. But again, I'm an old man who can't remember shit, so.
I mean, I'm sure you remember the Make Your Teenager.
Yeah, what's the name of that group again?
My Teen.
So, yeah, so, apologize. I'm not doing a bit. I really didn't remember.
So if you had to pick one that stuck out to you, which one would it be?
Do it amazing? Because Silly Souls is an acronym.
You like the simple Do It Amazing for Daya?
Look, we've established this. It's hard for me to retain any information with all of these damn groups. Okay? The simpler, the better on my end.
He also just can't see things that's right in front of him either because he's blind as a bat.
Yeah.
It happens with age, okay?
Walking right over my dead body in Among Us, please.
Let's bring it back to the sense.
Okay. So this was actually Melissa's choice this week. And Melissa?
Full disclosure. I had Dom just pick a random one from the list of songs that I put up a long time ago. Of songs that I wanted to give him. Because I was in the middle of working. It's been a very, very long week of work. But the one that I quote unquote had suggested was EXO's Power.
Okay, so full disclosure also, I literally listened to this song 5 minutes before we started recording.
So it should be fresh.
It is quite fresh.
And how do you feel?
For a music video, I am surprised I didn't see any performance whatsoever. Instead, I saw a bunch of dudes LARPing in a sci-fi set.
Wrong.
That's all it was.
Do you remember the cat?
The cat is the best part.
It was the best part. But I was just like...
The cat hitting the button, and then they pick up the cat, and it's adorable.
Just to not go into any scene of them, like, at the very least, lip-syncing to the song, was very surprising to me and a little confusing.
We're going to, you know, cover them at some point. So, it's one of those... situations again.
I mean, I thought the song itself was catchy when I was actually paying attention to it because I was like, it was so fresh, I was focusing on the visuals, but you know, it seems fun. It seemed like they were having a good time. I was just confused, like, did I just like leak into someone's like After Effects demo here?
It's just them having a lot of fun, but
I'm not trying to shit on the video. I thought it was fun. I'm just confused here, people.
It is not really, like, super well-known song, either, I wouldn't
say. It's one of their lesser-known songs, if you want to call it that.
I mean, it's EXO, it's hard though. To say.
Yeah, it's kind of ambiguous considering how popular they are as a group, but it is technically one of their more...
I did notice this was, like, their, the era where they color-coded them.
Yeah, like, I did notice that, everyone. Yeah, I did notice that. I thought that was just doing a bit for the video.
Nope.
I mean, it's part of the concept with what they were doing, but it also ties into some earlier music video lore that they have.
That we'll cover at a later point.
Because EXO does have a weird music video lore thing.
We will probably deep dive on EXO, to be honest.
Thanks for previewing it for future episodes. Okay, well, if you guys want to send us a song for the descent, hit us up on the official network social media at NGP Productions on just about everything, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We have an official YouTube, which you can find on the link in the socials below that I just mentioned. And where can people find ourselves individually? So, Dom?
You can find me on Twitter at TheRaven.
Melissa?
You can find me at Subject Despair.
And you can find Jamie.
Violet Dreadly, Twitter. And you can direct all complaints to Perpetual Player One.
Well, actually, my Twitter handle is at Perpetual Player.
Oh, so boy.
Yeah, so thank you so much for listening to Dragon the K-Pop Abyss. If you like what we do, please share with your friends. Leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. And if you want to support us, buy us a coffee, there is a link to the official coffee page in the description below. But until next time, guys, this is Dan. I've been dragged into the K-Pop Abyss. I haven't escaped, even for that sweet, sweet time I was gone. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I'm gonna go get some more.